This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Yes, sir. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll give you the floor here for the last 5 minutes, Mark. Thank you for coming on. Great new book. Can't wait to finish reading. I've only read about a chapter so far. Just got it a few days ago.
Thank you. You know, for those who want to learn about the CIA in Hollywood, how the Illuminati went from what it originally is a secret society, a political and media mafia, to this celebrity supposed secret society, it's all in the book. And, you know, there's a lot of material in there that has been, I've never seen anybody cover in a supposed, quote, conspiracy community. And so I'd like to encourage people to check out the Sun Valley Conference. This is sort of like the Bilderberg Group for major media. It happens every July, right after the Bilderberg Group, right before Bohemian Grove, in the small town of Sun Valley, Idaho, where all the elite media folks and the tech companies, the Facebooks, the emerging social media, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, and the head of the CIA is always in attendance at Sun Valley, the conference, because this is where they coordinate their media agenda and co-opt emerging companies.
And the plan is to destroy our families.
Yes, and this is where they implement the social media Orwellian terms of service. We're seeing a lot of censorship on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and regarding censoring conservatives and criticism of Hillary. So this Sun, there's a whole chapter in here about the Sun Valley conference, and that's where the CIA and all the major media companies and all the major social media companies meet every year.
This should be required reading for people taking RTF. Instead, they literally teach you nothing. And these college degrees are worthless. Mark, what about the current climate? What about Donald Trump? What about all the things that are happening? What is your real view of Trump?
I think that he's the real deal. There's a lot that I don't support him on. He's made some horrific statements. He's appears to support the NDAA, and he's made some terrible statements. But, you know, in any relationship, there's a relationship between the public and their candidates, there's a compromise. And so Trump, I think, sees the country going off a financial cliff. He's angry. And that's, I think, part of his main appeal to people is that
he's a nationalistic pro-America, and that's why they hate him.
They want a businessman in there who knows how to make money and follow rules and regulations. They're tired of your typical politicians. And Marco Rubio, obviously the snake to replace Jeb, who just didn't have it in him. And they're doing everything they can to get him to go up there so that his attempts to legalize and give citizenship to all the illegal aliens. That's Marco Rubio's key point. And his slogan is the New American Century, Project for the New American Century slogan. This is the neocons tied in with the September 11th, quote, conspiracy or cover-up as well. So he is obviously the establishment's mind, and that's why everyone's going crazy about Trump and the establishment, because they don't want an outsider to come up there and really do an audit, in a sense, of what's happening in D.C.
I totally agree. And there's no doubt they're scared to death of him. There's no doubt that just the idea of actually having our country have a president that isn't bought and paid for, what do you think they might do to try to stop him?
You know, I really feel, and I don't say this lightly, I mean, I fear that there's an assassination attempt in the works if they can't get him to stop. But I think that Hillary, through the voter manipulation, through all the different ways to manipulate the votes,
They'll steal it. That's easier to deny than blow his head off.
To assassinate him would cause perhaps a civil war in this country.
I think so.
I think that they're going to do everything that they can to manipulate through electronic voting systems and other means to get Hillary in there. She's the ultimate Illuminati servant. She will put the final nail in his coffin.
It was in the news back when she was co-president with Bill that she went every month to L.A. to do weird rituals with witches. That was in the news.
She is a servant of Satan, and that's not an allegory. That is not hyperbolic speech. She is the Illuminati's number one choice. Obviously, she'll do anything and everything that they want. Her in the office would be a dream for the social justice warriors. Any criticism of her or the liberal agenda will be denounced as hateful. We'll continue to see people being banned. I'm actually going to go and meet with my attorneys after this interview to arm up and launch a preemptive strike against YouTube to send them a message and Twitter that I will not be silenced, that my videos will not be removed for bogus terms of service.
That's right. Hey, good job, Mark. We're going to talk to you again. The fight is on. Gucciardi's coming up. $1,000 prize. We're going to talk about when we come back with Gucciardi.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In this segment with Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to punch back up on this TV screen in here. The feed so folks can see Anthony. Buckley's on Facebook mentions just went live. We're going into the fourth hour, hosted by Anthony Gucciardi. I'm in here co-hosting. And so you can see these clips. We're going to be playing them in there with the audio on in the control room. So let's just turn the speakers up in there. Let folks see some behind the scenes for this one segment on Facebook mentions as we host the fourth hour of the radio / TV transmission. So that's going on right now. Huge videos. Ours went out first. I'm proud of us. We put out the video. This video destroys Mitt Romney's claims against Trump. The Trump campaign, then just a little while ago, put out another video that basically is posted the same article as ours, saying this video completely debunks Romney's claims, and it's him flip-flopping back and forth over and over again. So first, here in a moment, for TV viewers, radio listeners, and Facebook folks in the control room. I want to play the 70-second clip we played earlier today of Mitt Romney there praising Donald Trump, basically endorsing him when Trump endorsed him 4 years ago. And then I'm going to show TV viewers, radio listeners, go to my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, this photo that we are saying $1,000 prize taken 4 years ago on the Mitt Romney campaign when he took a dive for Obama, wouldn't attack Obama, with one-tenth he's attacking Trump with, calling him a con artist, a phony, a fraud. We're going to have a meme, and this won't save the world, but it'll go viral and have some fun. It's going to have Infowars.com on it somewhere, but then a meme of them going, hey, we're destroying America under Hillary's orders. First Trump, then the Republican Party, then America. Or, man, it feels good to be worse than Judas and Benedict Arnold and you know, help destroy this country. Boy, we're, you know, a bunch of crap. I mean, whatever you're going to say, it's your words, First Amendment, with a sickening photo. So for TV viewers, can we put that photo back up on screen? And it's listeners that send us the, you know, these type of photos that are out there, and we are just breaking it down for folks. So that's 4 years ago with, you got Dumbo there, the elephant that could fly with his little ears. Then you got, Mitt Romney looking like, you know, the next lead role of American Psycho. You got Jeb Bush looking like a fat teddy bear pedophile. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. He just looks like, if I was casting for a pedophile in a movie, that'd be it. And then you got some other twit next to him you can't see. I mean, I'm sorry. People are destroying the country. There's cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're selling us out to China. They're shutting off our power plants. They're lying about Donald Trump. Gloves are off. And we know yours are off. So whatever. Fill your hand, to quote John Wayne in True Grit. Ha, 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 ha. Ah, and the horse falls on it, doesn't matter, because there's always the deus ex. Isn't there always the deus ex? The angels. There's always providence, isn't there? So, into the fray, into the battle, across the snow, through the woods, to the Hessians we come. And just Trump doing this as his focal point is so explosive. You can feel the energy levels rising. Let's go to this clip of Romney flip-flopping like nothing I've ever seen. A total 180. The true definition of a backstabbing, lying piece of filth.
Donald Trump has shown an extraordinary ability to understand how our economy works, to create jobs for the American people. What little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. He understands that our economy is facing threats from abroad. He's one of the few people who stood up and said, you know what, China has been cheating. They've taken jobs from Americans. They haven't played fair. We have to have a president who will stand up to cheaters.
His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers, kill our export jobs, and lead entrepreneurs and businesses of all stripes to flee America.
I spent my life in the private sector, not quite as successful as this guy, but successful nonetheless, sufficiently successful to understand what it takes to get America to be the most attractive place in the world for innovators, entrepreneurs, and business and job creators.
He inherited his business. He didn't create it. A business genius, he is not.
Wow, and there's so much more of that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have the Trump video. It's a little bit longer than Anthony Gagliardi is going to be playing. I want to get to a few of these clips, though, because, you know, I mean, let's face it, these provincial speeches, people love it because it's different. It's working. I'm told that's what Trump does in person. Just loves talking about business and pre-roads and houses and architecture. And, you know, I mean, he's a pretty down-to-earth guy. Romney, Trump is not a huge business success. We're going to get to that. And Trump's response, Trump playing America's for suckers, and then we have Trump responding, Mitt Romney, failed candidacy, Romney failed candidate election. Can we find in there, too, where he talks about Hillary and how he brought up Bill raping women? That's a gold piece. That, I mean, if we didn't grab it, it'll be on YouTube now. So let's play the Trump clips first. Here, this is really important. We'll play the first one in a moment, Mitt Romney, failed candidate. But let's go to Anthony Gagliardi, who's hosting this hour. Anthony, I cannot put words on how exciting and how dangerous the climate is right now. And you don't just see it mirrored in politics, but in the economy and militarily and crazy governments bringing in jihadis as fast as they can, thinking that when they attack us, they'll take our rights, that we're that dumb. This political elite took the fact that we were asleep for so long as the fact that we were dead. And I don't think they understand the sleeping giant isn't just awakening. He's gone in, splashed some water on his face, and is sitting on the commode right now. And, you know, is about to get up and walk out the front door and beat the hell out of the New World Order. I mean, you know, he's about to go drink a cup of coffee. And he's, the giant's up. He's been asleep for 100 years. And I don't know what these little punks think they're going to pull, because everything they do, you heard of the Midas touch? Well, they've got the touch of death. They got the touch of failure. They're a pack of swarmy crooks, Anthony Gucciardi.
You know, just imagine the millions of people that have realized for so long they're not going with the establishment. They don't like what's going on. The polls with 7% approval rating for Congress, horrible approval rating for all the establishment. All these millions of people, right, thinking they're in the minority for years, thinking over and over again they can't actually show their true beliefs.
Buying the con that they were alone.
Yeah, buying the media narrative that they're insane and no one believes them, that they're in the minority. And now watch as they can get behind something that's strong, right? Watch as their ideology that's spreading like wildfire, they can say, oh my God, wait, people think like this too? And they can tune into programs like this instead of the news, which has mainstream news, which has no grasp now on the real scenario of the world. And they can say, wait a minute, there's millions of people just like me that think like this. And once that happens, it's pretty much unstoppable. It is like a new wave of people realizing their power and realizing everyone else thinks like that. And the problem with the establishment now is that they are so ridiculous and so silly. They think, what, Mitt Romney is going to save them? They think,
I was about to say, this ferret, this Ted Bundy, you know, John Wayne Gacy wannabe, he's got his head popping up with his facelift, the Barbie doll look, and he's seeing everybody. He's going to give him the go. He's kind of walking back in front, shaking his butt like a prostitute at a brothel, you know, in front of the Johns, the Koch brothers and the Clintons and the New World Order, going, hey, baby, I'm sexy, to see what response there is. That's why it's important to whack this little mole right back down into his filth nest.
Look, I think Mitt Romney is well-spoken. I think he's well-groomed by the establishment. I think, you know, he's obviously made tons of money, probably is a billionaire, but according to a lot of the research I've read, is hiding a lot of his assets because he wants to be more relatable. The big joke to me is they've got Trump, right, which regardless what you think about him, again, regardless what you think about him, is a likable, relatable guy in the sense that he's sitting there talking about the problems that the American public, pretty much all of them, experience. And then they're going to put Romney in there, who is the most unrelatable person in the world, who is a complete bought and paid for.
Maybe he can run forever, every 4 years till he's 90 and then always take a fall, you know, like some of these fighters that Don King would get. I mean, the Republican Party isn't just killing itself and openly saying they're willing to kill themselves and get Hillary in. They're willing to kill the whole political process like heavyweight boxing if they keep pushing and just rigging these elections. I mean, don't they get it? We've seen Don King rig 10 or 15 boxing matches. That killed heavyweight boxing. We've seen you guys rig a bunch of contests. Don't you get it, you slack-jawed crooks?
But the best part is their narrative the whole time is, though, that Trump can't win. You see, they say, well, Trump can't win. We need someone strong like Romney who's going to win. What?
He's a strong loser.
Well, Marco, he could really beat Hillary.
He can fly, though.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Everybody makes fun of him, but, you know, at the end of the movie, Dumbo can fly.
Dumbo can fly.
But Dumbo can also see how big people's hands are, because Dumbo is obsessed with men's protuberances.
Yeah, when it gets down to that, I think it's a pretty poor situation, right? And it also shows, though, they have no one. The establishment, if the best they can do is
Mitt
Romney,
who's lost.
But you
know they have pigs in Europe that actually find the truffles? Did you know they actually blindfold Rubio and they around the bathhouses and bathrooms at night? He gets on all fours and runs around like a pig, and he can smell out what he's looking for. It's a good pause. It's fun.
Pause for effect, right?
You know, he never paused for effect. That's on my tombstone. Oh, hey, how you doing, bro? Your wife's really beautiful. That's a little inside joke around here.
Isn't it weird, though, that what we're talking about isn't even that weird compared to the news right now? Like Marco Rubio insulting Donald Trump's member size?
Well, I never talk about stuff like that till they're done. And then Scalia dies in a secret society event with a pillow over his head, surrounded by devil mask. Hey, I'm going to hand the baton to you, brother. Great job today. We're in there doing our Facebook mentions, Infowars.com/show, to all those viewers out there that want to tune in and catch the rest of Anthony Gucciardi in the next 40 minutes. They're going to get to the clips, too, at least part of them. Mitt Romney being a failed candidate, Romney failed candidate. Collaboration. Trump talks about his own business record versus Romney's in this other video. What about the Trump campaign showing the flip-flops as well of the new star of American Psycho 2, Mitt Romney. I mean, Christian Bale with gray hair. I don't know. But he looks like that Hemmer guy, too. These guys should be on American Psycho.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutramedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I'll be with you for the rest of the hour. And like we were talking about a bit earlier, if you're just joining us as well, we've got a bunch of clips to play for you. A bunch of insane drama going on between Trump And Mitt Romney saying he's an amazing businessman, and now he's saying he's terrible, saying he's going to be a great president, now he's the worst thing in the world. So we've got a lot on that. We've got including Trump, is he not a business success from Romney, Trump coming back and firing back, lots and lots to play in the next segment. But first and foremost, I wanted to talk about political correctness and word domination. It's something we've talked a lot about before. We've talked about political correctness being a form of power and word domination. Specifically, what it comes down to, okay, is this has been used since probably the beginning of time. I mean, it's been used for thousands of years. An authority situation where you're not allowed to say certain things, you're not allowed to offend certain people by your words or actions that may actually not even be so offensive. And one thing that people don't realize, and a lot of people aren't aware of this fact, happened quite some time ago, that do you know the mob actually used political correctness to have the Department of Justice stop using, essentially ban, the word mafia? That's why it's not in The Godfather. If you watch The Godfather, they don't say the word mafia. It all comes back to the Italian-American Civil Rights League. You know, some people say I'm racist, when I'm actually not racist. I love everyone. But when I talk about political correctness, because, you know, I guess I'm white or whatever. But guess what? This is the Italian-American Civil Rights League. I am Italian-American. Okay, so I guess I have the authority to talk about it, when in reality, it's just an issue that we should discuss. So let me bring you back. In the 70s, the Italian-American Civil Rights League, and I sent this all to you guys as well so we could pull up the pages, was formed as a political group in and around New York City in the early 1970s. Its stated goal was to combat stereotypes about Italian-Americans. But what really happened was Joseph Colombo, who was the boss of the Colombo crime family, one of the five families of the Cosa Nostra, okay? So a mob boss created this, because what really happened was he kept getting arrested. So the group began as an Italian-American anti-defamation league on April 30th, 1970, when approximately 30 Italian-Americans, led by mobster Joseph Colombo, picketed the Manhattan headquarters of the FBI. They were there to protest the recent arrest of Colombo's son, Joseph Colombo, on a charge of conspiracy to melt down old U.S. silver coins. Okay, so the senior Colombo had complained of unfair harassment of him and his family by the law enforcement authorities because he's a mob boss. But, you know, he wasn't saying, well, I'm a mob boss. He was saying, this is racist. This is not politically correct. Ban the word mafia. And it sounds totally insane now, but guess what happened? They banned the word mafia. The Department of Justice stopped using it. Even The Godfather stopped using the word mafia in the film script. It goes on. Within 2 months, the organization claimed 45,000 dues-paying members and held a large rally in Columbus Circle on June 28th, 1970. The league gained further momentum when Frank Sinatra held a benefit concert in its honor. So what's going on here, obviously, is we've got a mob boss family, okay, that's saying we're being treated unfairly as Italian-Americans. This is racist. We need to use political correctness and domination to stop people from saying anything that's remotely offensive. So you know what they did? They worked with Al Ruddy, the producer of The Godfather, to omit the terms mafia and Cosa Nostra. Okay? And they got rid of The Godfather board game. They demanded Macy's stop selling a board game called The Godfather Game. And they had television commercials. They worked with Alka-Seltzer and Ford Motor Company to withdraw their television commercials because they felt it was offensive. And they got United States Attorney General John Mitchell to order the United States Justice Department to stop using the word mafia. I'm going to let that sit for a second. The mafia got the Justice Department to stop using the word mafia because it offended Italian people. When they were the mob killing people and selling drugs. That's the power of political correctness right there. And sure, it's been used for thousands of years in different ways. We could get into the Soviet era, all that, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? Political correctness is a method of word domination over you. And when I don't like something you're saying, I can invoke political correctness to attack you using the full power of the establishment system on my side to silence your argument. Just like they did with the Italian-American Civil Rights League, which, by the way, had some basis, right? Just like all these movements have some basis. There are really actually racist, mean people out there. But the Italian Defense League, run by a mobster, banned the word mafia, and because he was getting arrested for scamming people and making money, That's racist. Some thought for you there. We'll be back. We're going to play a bunch of clips from Donald Trump and Mitt Romney as the feud continues and the insanity continues. We also got some news, including about how a student hacked into a teacher's phone and opened the teacher's phone, took her nudes, and then she got fired. Let's talk about that when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out.
All right, welcome back. It's the fourth hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, always happy to be invited to host the fourth hour Overdrive. And we've got so many video clips here, I don't think we're going to have time to get to calls. You can, if you look right there, my Twitter address, at A.S. Gucciardi, you can send in your questions, and I'll try to get to them and your thoughts on this. So, a little background. Romney comes out, I don't know, quite some time ago and talks about how great Trump is. He's in Las Vegas with him and says he's a great business success, speaks very, very highly of him. Now, Romney is coming out saying the exact opposite, and there's a lot of craziness going on. Let's go ahead and jump into these video clips, starting with Romney saying that Trump is now not a huge business success.
If we make improvident choices, the bright horizon I've described will not materialize. And let me put it very plainly. If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. If Donald Trump's plans were ever implemented, the country would sink into prolonged recession. A few examples. His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers, kill our export jobs, and lead entrepreneurs and businesses of all stripes to flee America. His tax plan, in combination with his refusal to reform entitlements and to honestly address spending, would balloon the deficit and the national debt. So even though Donald Trump has offered very few specific economic plans, what little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. But you say, wait. Isn't he a huge business success? Doesn't he know what he's talking about? No, he isn't. And no, he doesn't. His bankruptcies have crushed small businesses and the men and women who work for them. He inherited his business. He didn't create it. And whatever happened to Trump Airlines? How about Trump University? And then there's Trump Magazine and Trump Vodka and Trump Steaks and Trump Mortgage. A business genius, he is not.
Well, there you go. That's Mitt Romney. He is quite well-spoken. Interesting on his delivery. He obviously has quite an agenda there. Romney, let's play this one next. Trump is playing Americans for suckers.
Mr. Trump is directing our anger for less than noble purposes. He creates scapegoats of Muslims and Mexican immigrants. He calls for the use of torture. He calls for killing the innocent children and family members of terrorists. He cheers assaults on protesters. He applauds the prospect of twisting the Constitution to limit First Amendment freedom of the press. This is the very brand of anger that has led other nations into the abyss. Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat. His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe. He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president, and his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on a hill. I'm convinced America has greatness ahead. And this is a time for choosing. God bless us to choose a nominee who will make that vision a reality. Thank you, and God bless you all. Thank you.
All right, there he is again, and we have one more from Romney. He says, dishonesty is Trump's hallmark. Let's go to that one.
Tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart. Now, I'm far from the first to conclude that Donald Trump lacks the temperament to be president. After all, this is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter, who attributed a reporter's questions to her menstrual cycle, who mocked a brilliant rival who happened to be a woman, due to her appearance, who bragged about his marital affairs, and who laces his public speeches with vulgarity. Donald Trump says he admires Vladimir Putin. At the same time, he's called George W. Bush a liar. That is a twisted example of evil trumping good. There's a dark irony in his boasts of his sexual exploits during the Vietnam War. while at the same time, John McCain, whom he has mocked, was imprisoned and tortured. Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark. He claimed that he had spoken clearly and boldly against going into Iraq. Wrong. He spoke in favor of invading Iraq. He said he saw thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrating 9/11. Wrong. He saw no such thing. He imagined it. He's not of the temperament of the kind of stable, thoughtful person we need as leader. His imagination must not be married to real power.
George W. Bush lying? Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
Look, we're about to play a video titled Trump Destroys Romney. We've got three other ones that are really, really important to show. But first and foremost, I want to remind you to go to InfoWarsLife.com because, number one, colloidal silver is the most essential thing out there, right? It's the most amazing preparedness product. It lasts so many years. It's so effective. It's gotten five-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. But Silver Bullet is three times more powerful than most of those 10 part per million colloidal silvers. It's 30 parts per million. Okay? It's at the threshold where it's the strongest we can go due to some of the regulations. Okay? It's safe. It's the strongest we can go. It's three times stronger. It's 50% off. Not 20, not 30, 50% off. It's an unprecedented sale. It's the biggest sale of the year. We want everyone to be able to stock up on it. Even though the numbers are going low in the inventory, and we're going to sell out of it eventually, but now is the time to prepare and stock up for whatever is happening in this crazy world. Go to InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off colloidal silver. You're going to get it for the lowest price out there, period. It would be ridiculous not to stock up now. Get 5-10 bottles, put it away in your preparedness supply. It's worth it. That's what I'm doing. I have tons of bottles of colloidal silver in my house, in my medicine cabinet, you name it. You can put it on your skin. It does the whole works. So check out InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I want to play for you this video entitled Trump Destroys Romney, because you've heard a lot from Romney about how terrible Trump is. Let's see what Trump has to say.
An amnesty program is what, which is all the illegal immigrants who are here are now citizens and walk up and get your citizenship. Registering to become a citizen or applying to become a citizen and paying a fee. And those are things that are being considered, and I think that those are reasonable proposals.
I want universal coverage. I want everyone in Massachusetts and this country to have insurance.
Well, that's what we did in Massachusetts, and that is we put together an exchange, and the president's copying that idea. I'm glad to hear that.
Mitt on abortion.
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Mitt on bailouts. I'm just reading the text for you here.
I have never supported the President's Recovery Act, all right, the stimulus. No time, nowhere, no how. I think there is need for economic stimulus. TARP cut paid back, and it kept the financial system from collapsing.
So you feel it was well worth it?
Well, it was the right thing to do.
Mitt on global warming.
But I believe the world is getting warmer. Humans contribute to that.
So that's Donald Trump's response to that. We've also got some Trump clips where he actually speaks in response to these things. So let's go to Trump on stating Mitt Romney is a failed candidate. Cue that up for a second here. And as we talked about, this is Trump's actual response. And that was a video he had made called Trump Destroys Romney. This is his actual response to Romney saying he is a failed candidate.
Mitt Romney made a fairly long speech. And I mean, honestly, I thought I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant. Look, Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly. The third debate. He failed badly. That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won. That was a race that absolutely should have been won. And I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared. He disappeared. And I wasn't happy about it, I'll be honest, because I am not a fan of Barack Obama. And that was a race that I backed Mitt Romney. I backed him. You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging. He was begging me. And did you see how great? He said, oh, I'm not big like him. He's the great businessman, all that stuff. Well, since then, I've done much better. And now he tries to demean, but we'll talk about that in a second. But Mitt was thinking about running again. He ran a horrible campaign. It was a campaign that should have never been lost. You're running against a failed president. He came up with the 47%. He demeaned 47% of the people in our country, right? The famous 47%. Once that was said, I'll be honest, once that was said, a lot of people thought it was over for him. Then the last month and a half, he disappeared. Yeah. And I called his people. I said, you have to do yourself a favor. Obama, say what you want. He was on Jay Leno. He was on David Letterman. He was all over the place the last 3-4 weeks. Mitt was looking for zoning for a 9-car garage or something in California, right? I said, what's he doing? Who cares about a garage? You're running for president. And Mitt was a disaster as a candidate. So what happened, and it was very strong, and I think if the press goes back, they'll see it. When I heard he was running again, and I wasn't sure I was going to be running, but I was very, very strong to Mitt and to everybody and publicly, not to talk to him because I didn't even want to talk to him. I was so disappointed in him because he let us down. He let us down. You know, it's one thing you lose and you work and you work and you go. He let us down. He should have won. Something happened to him. He went away. He was gone. He was horrible in the third debate. It was a horrible. Something happened. I don't know what happened. Maybe someday they'll write a book. His campaign guy was terrible, terrible. He had a terrible campaign manager who's always on television. Stuart Stevens or something. He's always on television knocking everybody. The guy ran one of the worst campaigns in the history of modern politics. And Mitt ran, probably it was the worst run that most people have seen, because most people thought that the Republican candidate would win. So when Mitt in his head, I was very strong. I said, Lee, he's a cherry strongly. Keep him in. And actually convinced Mitt not to run. Can you imagine? Jeb sold him. Jeb, he's a good salesman. See, now that he's out, I'll say Jeb's a good salesman, right? He's a high-energy salesman. But Mitt was afraid of Jeb because he was afraid that Jeb would get the money and Jeb would get whatever. And, you know, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid of Jeb, I can tell you that. So what happened is Jeb Bush convinced Mitt not to run. Mitt was going to run. It was going to be a third attempt. The second one being one of the great catastrophes. The first one just didn't happen, so that's okay. But the second was a catastrophe. And what happened is he went to see Jeb, and Jeb had him convinced that he's going to run. He's got the money. He's this. And Mitt chickened out. But I'll tell you the real reason he chickened out. It wasn't Jeb. It was me. Because I said, he's the choice. If you remember, Mitt was all set to run. I know this from people that are close to him. And I think he probably still has a desire, maybe at the convention, to try and get some kind of a thing. Hillary Clinton will destroy him in the election. Assuming she's allowed to run, assuming she's not arrested for the email situation, which is so terrible. I mean, so terrible. But let's assume that the Democrats are going to protect her. Let's assume that I will be running against Hillary, and I really want to. I would love to run against Hillary. And by the way, we have numerous polls that show me beating her easily, and I haven't even started on her yet, other than 4 weeks ago I did. Remember? She called me sexist, and I hit her with the husband, and that was the last time I ever heard the word sexist.
Well, there's Donald Trump's response to everything Mitt Romney is saying and some talk on Hillary Clinton. Look, here's my number one point on this entire election cycle, on the outcome of a lot of this, is that regardless of what you think about everything that Donald Trump believes, you know what the main point here is? The main point is that the establishment mainstream media that backed Jeb Bush, and again, who cares what you think about these people? The point is, they backed Jeb Bush, they backed Marco Rubio, and kind of backed Ted Cruz a little bit. All they did, though, was attack Donald Trump over and over and over and over and over, and now they have Mitt Romney attacking them for him. But you know what happened? They didn't succeed. Donald Trump won. Donald Trump is continuing to win. Again, regardless of what you even think, you know what the main thing is? The mainstream media narrative is gone. They no longer have the control. And it reminds me of this amazing Conan clip, if we still have time to play it, where he highlights just how ridiculous the mainstream media is. And this is why you hear people repeating the things they hear on the mainstream media like parrots. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
A lot of people think the big news stories today are the snowstorm that's hitting the Midwest or the looming federal budget cuts. But judging by local news, there's apparently an even bigger story that's sweeping the nation right now. Check it out.
Well, if you filled up your gas tank lately, then you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
It's all different stations saying the same thing.
Back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
ABC, NBC, CBS.
You
don't need
us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
But consider that, right? They say the same scripted thing over and over again through the different networks owned by different companies. You know, a small number of companies own them all, sure, but owned by different companies. The same thing over and over again. But that's just a silly gas price thing from a while ago, right? But what if they're all saying the same narrative on things that matter? What if they're all telling you how to think in unison throughout the different networks on things that matter? Well, they are, and they're saying it over and over again. And that's why I wish we had some more time, actually, to talk about the people that actually believe it. I talked to one of these people the other day, and it's been in short supply since no one believes the media anymore. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. And also, we've got some more clips on Trump's response to Romney and much more. Stay tuned. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Because time is running out. We've got a bit more from Trump in response to Romney on what he calls his failed candidacy. Let's hear it.
company, which, by the way, I still have. I supply all my clubs with the water. You know, numerous of those things I have, the magazine, other things. Get them out of here. Get them out. Hey, by the way, speaking of Mexico, I won the Hispanic vote by far in Nevada, right? We won the Hispanic vote in Nevada in the polls we won Nevada, we won South Carolina, we won New Hampshire. Then we had the big Tuesday where we won a tremendous number. And I have to tell you this. So ultimately, Mitt chickened out. And now he's saying, probably sees that Hillary's very weak. And now he said, oh, I wish I went. I wish I tried it. But ultimately he didn't, because he would have gotten beaten very badly. But I'll tell you what. A couple of things were mentioned that we have to discuss. First of all, when he talks about me, I wrote just a couple of them down. When he talks about me, they don't want to talk about 92-story buildings all over the place. They don't want to talk about the Bank of America building in San Francisco, 1290 Avenue of the Americas. They don't want to talk about the West Side Railroad Yards, where I built the city on the west side of Manhattan, a tremendous city on the west side of Manhattan. They don't want to talk about 40 Wall Street and all the buildings. They want to talk about water, which I still have. I supply all my clubs. I have a water company. They want to talk about a magazine, and I have a magazine. It goes to all my clubs. They do a little tiny thing, you know, wherever you can find. By the way, a school, little deal, but very, you know, I loved it when it was there. Trump, they call it Trump University, Trump Initiative. But I will tell you, just so you understand on the school, had 98% approval rating. But you had an attorney that felt, oh, maybe I can sue Trump and get something. The school had a 98%. In other words, 98% of the people that took the courses, we signed report cards. That's why you can't settle a case like that. You put somebody up in the stand. Did you write this? The most beautiful thing. They did a commercial. They took it down where two people were going and saying negative, and then we showed them the statement that they wrote. They had to take the commercial down because 98% of the people that took the course, that took the courses, said really wonderful things about it. The other thing's got an A from the Better Business Bureau. So I say, how do I settle a case like this? A B plus would be okay too. B plus would be okay, but we did better than a B plus. So I can't. And here's one thing I say about business. I watch these bankers, and they get millions of dollars a year, $40-50 million. Frankly, it's ridiculous. And then they'll settle with the government if they're sued by the government for $2 billion, $3 billion, $5 billion, $12 billion. And I say to them, why don't you fight it? They said, well, it's the government. We don't want to fight. Well, I said, you got to fight it, because if you don't fight it, everyone's going to sue you. And that's what happens. You ever see it? They settle for $2 billion. The next week they get sued again. You got to fight these things out. You have to do things. You have to do what's right. So with university, I know I could get some bad publicity done, but I have to do what's right. Do we agree with that, by the way? So it's a very small case. It's a civil case. It's not a big deal. And I'm going to win it in court. And it'll cost me more money to win it in court than I could settle for, in my opinion. But I'm going to win it in court. And I said, oh, this is lousy timing, because it's too bad it wasn't a little bit later, because I happened to be running for president. But I have other suits, too. Any businessman or businesswoman has lawsuits. People sue to get their money back. They sue for this. They sue for that. They sue for a million different reasons. So just so you understand, 98% approval rating, an A from the Better Business Bureau. We're going to win the case. Mark it down. We're going to win the case. It'll be forever, because it takes forever, but that's the way it is. I don't like to settle cases. I don't like to do it, because once you settle cases, what happens is everybody says, he's a settler, let's sue. That's not me. A lot of people don't sue me because they say it's too hard. So
there it is. There's Trump's response, and we got to wrap it up. There's no time left in the show. Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. / 3 p.m. Central with Overdrive. Check out the rest of the stories, Infowars.com, CPS to prosecute trolls who use fake online profiles in Britain, a lot more. A lot of crazy news out there. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks so much for listening.
Visit GCNLive.com today.